Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us on the midweek special today. Man, it's the end of January. I am still reeling from almost a week and a half in Las Vegas in Southern California. Down at the Design and Construction Week last week, and the kind of a mix between the International Builders Show and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And next year it's off in Florida, so it's going to be a lot harder to get back and forth. And it was a lot of fun down there. Hung out last weekend, as you probably saw on Friday, with the architect David Applebaum down at his place. Talked to him a bit. Planned out a whole bunch more stuff that we're going to be doing together in the future. So just sit tight for that. And I tell you what, it's been an absolute amazing week. Back in the studio this week, getting stuff knocked out. Next week, I'll be in Boston at the heading over there to the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association. Still got to get this coffee through my system here this morning. And the Lumber Building Materials Expo. Got a ton of speeches I'm doing over there. Doing a bunch of classes. So if you're in the building industry in Boston, come say hi next week over there at the Heinz Convention Center. Well, I wanted to talk real quick today about some of the stuff that I saw at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And I wanted to get into detail just in the podcast of what some of the best things that I saw. And we're not going to talk about this on Saturday. We're going to talk about some different stuff. But I just wanted to talk about what some of the best of KBIS awards were. And these are the things that people in the industry went around and voted what the best items were. And so these are things that you should take a look at and take a peek and see what you think about it. Now, here's the cool stuff. So they have these different awards. So in the first of the best of KBIS awards, Brizo, the Kintsu Bath Collection. This is a super cool architectural faucet. And there are some really cool designs with this stuff. So you got to really take a look. There's custom inlays. They've got mother pearl, concrete, teak, those kind of things. And I tell you what, in that color and black onyx, it is gorgeous. So there were a lot of cool finishes and faucets from a lot of different brands. But the Brizo won the kind of best to show with that one there. Now, here's one thing that I'm going to talk about for just a minute. And I thought this was cool. And this got the kitchen gold. Plum. And you're like, what's Plum? Plum is, this is super cool. And I'm going to talk to Chris. And I'm going to see if I can get one of these things because this thing is amazing. It's a motorized, it's a little box. And it's got a motorized needle that pierces the foil, the closure of your wine bottle. And it preserves your wine with argon gas for up to 90 days. So it's got two silent cooling chambers. And the cool thing is, this is movable. It automatically identifies the vintage, varietal, region, winery, wine. And so it's got a little 7-inch nice color touchscreen that lights up as you approach. Lets you know what it is. If you want just a taste, some wine. It's amazing. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And this thing is super cool. So take a look at Plum, just like the fruit. And that one actually kitchen gold, and for a good reason. Now, this was what I thought was interesting. In Bath, gold, GE Appliances won with the GE Ultra Fresh Front Load Washer. It's a revolutionary laundry system designed to help prevent the biggest complaint that everybody makes about front load washers. It keeps... It's got a new technology within it, basically, that keeps the water fresh and clean. It keeps you from having to wipe the machine down or leave the door open after each load. So it's basically a self-cleaning unit, and it keeps that musty odor from being inside your washer. Now, the Kitchen Silver Award was the Miele G 7000 dishwasher. And of course, Miele always brings it with dishwashers. To me, it's probably the top of the line dishwasher out there. And so this new dishwasher has this auto dose and integrated power disc. Long story short, without getting into the geeky details of it, this dishwasher dispenses the detergent automatically in precisely the amount needed in a specific program. And then it's got extended app capabilities. You can, you know, use this from anywhere. So if you forgot to start the dishwasher, no problem. Do it from your phone. And you can adjust things on there with your smartphone. So other than loading and unloading, which they haven't figured out how to do that automatically yet, this machine takes care of the rest. Or if it's like me, if Julie wasn't around, I'd just be using that as my dish storage. And then you can just run it again. That way you're never having to unload it. And I know people that do that in small kitchens. Now, here's the thing, too. They had a bath silver that I thought was kind of cool, too. The silver award goes to Drains Unlimited. And this was cool because I saw this. It's the DUW series. It is a wall recessed lineal floor drain. So what you do is basically you slope your floor to the wall. And the drain is in the wall at the wall side. And so the floor goes up to it. So it's nearly invisible, and it is a cool drain system. And so it has a panel that removes so you can clean it. It is super cool. So if you have a single plane sloped shower, I tell you what, it is cool. That is something to look at. And then Moen came out with their version of the smart home faucet, which I thought was kind of cool. So this provides the voice activation of your faucet. So you can do this to dispense water amounts. I think it's as small as a teaspoon, large as about 15 gallons at a specific temp. And so you can use either Amazon or Google voice assistant to start and stop water flow. You can set presets, all these kind of things. So that was kind of cool. Some of the other stuff too that I thought was neat, Outdoor Living, Kalamazoo Outdoor Gourmet, who is one of the nice, there's a couple of leaders out there. They're one of them in outdoor grills. They have a new Komodo style grill out there. Which is super cool. I cook on that style of grill, so I like it, but it was absolutely beautiful. And then another one of the awards, which was the Impact Award, Hansgrohe Rainfinity. It's a new shower experience, and it is cool. All I can say is it's got it's a concave shaped three jet overhead shower. And so it's got all these little, you know, holes in it, and with a graphite face, you know, this dark gray, and it's an all-in-one type four-function rain shower head, and it does a lot, and I thought that was kind of an outside-the-box kind of thing. So it was worth, all of those things were worth taking a look at, and if you Google up, you know, the best of KBiz, you'll find that stuff out there, and it was a really cool show this year, and there were a lot of cool things. In the past, I think there were, you'd come in and you go, oh, technology is this, and this was the one thing of the show. This year, so many companies were going their own different directions. There was a lot to see, and with myself given so many classes, we couldn't see all of them. Hey, I wanted to give a thanks out to all the guys over at the Sustainable is the New Sexy from the Art of Construction. I went over and did their podcast this last week while I was at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And when that comes up, I'll share it to everybody out there. I love heading over to other people's podcasts and showing up over there and giving a different perspective and hearing their different perspective. And so I went over there, did a show with them, and that'll be coming out soon. Check out The Art of Construction, though, and Rise. Those guys are really cool. And we had a lot of fun over there. And if you were up on LinkedIn or one of those other things and saw some of the pictures that we had up with that, it was a heck of a lot of fun. Well, coming up this weekend, we got a big show ahead, and I want to thank all of you listeners now in Chicago and the two stations we added in Philadelphia on the radio side of things. So thanks for joining us, and stay tuned as we keep moving ahead. We've got some fun stuff this week. We're going to be talking about, of course, what happened with the different stuff that I saw at the International Building Show. And then, we've got so many other things. I want to talk about the art of demolition. And so many people miss the art of demolition, how to take things apart correctly. And we're going to get into that. And maybe I can give even for some of you thoughtful people out there that are experienced an hour or two, a different perspective on some things that you should think about. That'll be a fun one as well. All right, everybody. Well, have a great week here. You know, I always try to keep these things on these little shots like this in the middle of the week, under 10 minutes. We're running out of time. But I want to say thank you. And next week, I'll be in Boston. So I've got some cool interviews I'm going to be doing there. And coming up in shows ahead, we've got a lot of stuff. Going to be a lot of fun coming up. So stay tuned for that. Well, it is early morning here in Portland, Oregon. It's nice being back home, but I'll get this podcast out for everybody to listen to. So have a great rest of the week. Tomorrow, I've got an exciting Around the Toolbox special that I think will be a little bit different for some people. So I want you to take a look at that. All right, everybody, have a great week. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.